This is Newsbreak.
On December 26, World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, WOIPFG, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit organization, released a list of 7,402 medical staff from 765 medical institutes suspected of being involved in organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners.
7,402 名非军队系统医务人员涉嫌活摘器官名单发布。12月26号，总部位于美国的追查迫害法轮功国际组织发布一份调查报告显示，大陆至少有765家非军队系统的医疗机构在1999年以后开展了器官移植。追查国际组织针对这些医院的7,402名涉嫌活摘法轮功学员器官的医务人员发布了追查名单。
Based on mainland hospital websites and Chinese medical journal articles, WOIPFG observed anomalies in organ transplants at the 765 non-military medical institutes. These hospitals generally claim to have conducted a large number of transplants, harbor rich sources of donors with short wait time and capacity for emergency transplant operations.
根据大陆医院网站和在大陆医学期刊发表的论文，追查迫害法轮功国际组织发现765家非军队系统医院开展器官移植，出现了一些反常现象，如移植器官数量巨大，医院普遍称供体来源丰富，供体等待时间超短，可开展急诊移植等。
According to the WOIPFG report, since 1999, these medical institutions have conducted at least 113,614 cases of kidney transplant, 27,451 liver transplants, and 1,713 heart transplants, and another 129,551 cornea transplants.
追查迫害法轮功国际组织的报告显示，1999年以来，这些医院至少已完成肾移植 113,614 例，肝移植 27,451 例，心移植 1,713 例，眼角膜移植 129,551 例。
But prior to 2010, China did not have any voluntary organ donation program. The first organ donation trial program started in 2010 and went into operation March 19, 2014. The vast majority of transplants performed in China since 2000 do not have identified organ sources.
不过2010年前，中国大陆没有自愿捐赠器官的系统。第一个自愿捐赠器官试验系统在2010年提出，并于2014年3月开始运作。2000年以来，进行的大量器官移植没有明确的器官来源。
WOIPFG spokesman Wang Juyuan indicates that China's rapid growth of organ transplantation has a high degree of overlap in time with the illegal abduction and detention of Falun Gong practitioners launched by the Chinese Communist regime in 1999.
追查迫害法轮功国际组织发言人汪志源指出，中国器官移植数量迅猛增长的时间与中共1999年开始对法轮功学员进行非法绑架关押的时间高度重合。
汪志源 said,1999 is a dividing line. Prior to 1999, there were very few organ transplants in China. After 1999, there was an explosive growth. Organ transplants require matching a blood type. The matching rate of non-family organ donation is about 6.5%. To operate thousands to tens of thousands transplants annually, it needs hundreds of thousands of donors to find the appropriate match.
汪志远说，99年前后是一个分界线。99年以前，器官移植在中国大陆非常少。99年以后，爆炸性的增长。器官移植需要个体配型，非亲属器官捐赠的配型，匹配率大约有 6.5%。因此，每年实施上万器官移植，需要从十几万到几十万没有亲缘的人群中寻找配型。
Reports of killing Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience for their organs first surfaced in 2006. As more evidence was uncovered, governments around the world put more pressure on China. On November 6, 2014, the Canadian Parliament's International Subcommittee on Human Rights passed a resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China. A similar bill, H. Res. 281, is currently pending in the U.S. Congress, having reached 245 co-sponsors, drawing board support from both Democrats and Republicans. In December 2013, the European Parliament adopted a resolution to end forced organ harvesting in China.
关于法轮功学员及其他良心犯被活摘器官的报道最早出现在2006年。随着越来越多的证据被披露，国际社会对中共当局的压力也越来越大。2014年11月6号，加拿大国会国际人权委员会通过决议谴责中共强摘器官。美国281决议案已获超过245位国会议员联署。281决议案要求中共当局立即停止从所有的囚犯，包括从法轮功良心犯和其他宗教信仰及少数族裔人士身上强摘器官。2013年12月，欧洲议会通过决议，要求中共停止强摘器官。
Since 2006, the Chinese regime has been claiming that the majority of organs came from executed prisoners. But according to Amnesty International, China's executed prisoners accounted for about 1,600 people annually.
中共从2006年开始承认器官移植的来源是被处决的死刑犯。不过大赦国际公布的中国大陆每年被处决的犯人人数约为1600人。
Wang Juyuan points out a telephone sample survey of 1,000 Chinese transplant doctors in 30 provinces and municipalities between this March and September clearly shows slaughtering of Falun Gong practitioners for live organ harvesting is ongoing in China today.
Wang Juyuan 表示 ,2014 年3月到9月间追查迫害法轮功国际组织对大陆30个省直辖市的1000多名从事器官移植的医生进行电话抽样调查，调查显示，中共活摘法轮功学员器官的大屠杀至今仍在进行。
WOIPFG indicates that according to medical ethics and international organ donation practices, these health workers are either suspects or witnesses to genocide and murder unless they can provide credible and reliable evidence to deny the allegations.
追查迫害法轮功国际组织在报告中指出，按照基本的医学伦理和国际器官捐献常规，这些医务工作者在提供可信和可靠的证据否定活摘器官指控之前，应被视为触犯群体灭绝罪、谋杀罪的嫌犯或目击知情者。